This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three. I've got to be fiduciary here about this. Maybe it's the day. Thursday and Friday. So coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
You've never seen a gun shop like that. ReactiveGunworks.com. Okay, today I'm in the middle of publishing it. I'm trying to publish it to YouTube right now. It's on my Facebook. If you want to go check it out, a video of some stuff I went through. But I discovered some stuff along the way that is good data. But what it boils down to is I ride a bicycle every day. Okay? I ride a bicycle a minimum of 15 miles a day. I'm on a bike a lot. On one of the trails that I ride, there are moments when I'm crossing into some very dangerous territory just because of where I'm at. In the beginning of this is called the Swamp Rabbit Trail in Greenville, South Carolina. In the beginning of its life, there were a lot of instances of people getting jumped on the trail. So, me being me, I decided that when I rode a bike, with one exception, I'd be carrying a gun. Now, the problem with that is that in South Carolina, concealed means concealed. So that means if I have a concealed carry permit, I can't show the gun. I can't show it accidentally. I can't show it. It can't print. Nobody can see the outline. It has got to remain concealed. There are some inherent problems with that when carrying a concealed weapon and you're on a bicycle. So I started looking for what I was going to do. And my first goal, I had lost some weight and I could wear I bought a belly band a long time ago. And when I weighed at my heaviest, I could use it, except it was like cutting me in half. And so now I can use it, and it's comfortable. As a matter of fact, it's my favorite inside-the-waistband solution. But the problem is that when you're on a bike, and if you have a gun inside the waistband against your hip, and you're pedaling for 15 miles or 20 miles, whatever you're going to do, then you're going to be putting pressure on a part of your body, and it's not going to be a very even thing, and it might cause pain. It might cause pain. So I abandoned that. Then Raven called me one day and he said, "Hey, Bill, this place over here has these compression shirts that are, you know, the Undertech holsters that you can wear that has the holster built into the shirt." And I got one, and there's a couple things you got to do when you're buying one of those. First of all, you've got to buy a size that is going to be a compression shirt. You can't buy one loose because that won't work, because it's got to be tight on your body. And that means it's got to be it's got to be tight so that the weapon doesn't move. You don't want the weapon to move. That's the thing about holsters. You don't want the weapon to move. So I tried that, and the same problem I was having, I was not having the same problem as far as the pressure it was putting on me because it was against my ribs. But when you're riding a bike, your shirt is moving. You're creating your own personal little breeze around you. And that might have led to it printing. Now, what I did find out is that for gym clothes, the belly band is the greatest holster ever. Because with gym clothes, where you can't wear a belt, like with gym shorts or gym pants or something else, where it's just a drawstring, your drawstring can't hold up a gun, but the belly band can. And it's comfortable. And you can hide a gun with a polo shirt, with a t-shirt. It's perfect. You can have the butt of your gun right in at the same height as the hem of the top of your pants. Perfectly hidden. And that was a accidental discovery. With the compression shirt, discovery was that with a... I tried wearing my Galco Miami Special shoulder holster with a button-up shirt. And it just sort of looked weird. And the compression shirt works beautifully. So with a button-up shirt, that is the way to go. And thankfully, the compression shirt here in South Carolina is not so hot to wear. It's out there. What I've come up with a solution, though, is a hybrid thing. I've got this messenger bag, hip bag, from a messenger bag service called Life Behind Bars out of Jakarta. And this is essential. And it's on a tactical belt. I put it on a U.S. Grunt Gear belt. It's got loop Velcro in it. My G-code holster that I cannibalized has got hook on it. And it is essentially a big flap holster. And I guess some people, and it really just depends on your point of view, I guess, because there are some people that would look at this and say, well, because it's held on with a belt and because you can't tear this thing off of it because it's made out of the same cordura as tactical vests and plate carriers and everything else, that it's on body. But some people might look at the bag and say, no, it's off body. But whatever it is, I found the way to carry the gun, and I can carry the gun and two spare magazines, and I have it in a hard holster inside a bag so nothing's going to get in the trigger guard, so it's perfect. The gun is straight up and down like it would be in a holster. It's perfect. And it costs altogether, I think, with the belt and the bag, that would be $100. That solution would be $100 if you get the same belt I'm using. $100. So... experiment. Don't look at everything that's out there. Don't think that you are ever constrained by this. I used some, prepackaged solutions. You know, there's my shirt. Here's my belly band and everything. And those were already designed to be used in specialist situations. But this wasn't working, so I had to make my own, right? And the stuff's out there. You can get Velcro at, the Hobby Lobby for $5 for the big square patch. Just sticks to it. A couple things about the messenger hip bag is it's waterproof. It's tear-proof. You can put your, if you're riding a bike, you can put some tools in it. You can put your wallet in it. I wouldn't put your phone in it if you're going to carry a gun and some tools. So I've got a separate phone pouch that also goes on the belt. So I look the part. I look like a bike rider now, and that's cool. Because one thing I did not want to do is I didn't want to look tactical. Okay? I did not want to look tactical. Not because I'm trying to get the drop on somebody or anything. I just didn't want to look tactical, that's all. So I've done it. And I'm very pleased with the outcome of it. You can check that out as soon as it publishes on YouTube. I'm going to put it on the front page of the website and some other places. And I'm putting it up there on 4K. It's been loading now for 2 hours and... 2 hours and 45 minutes. And Ben, it's up to 15%. I'm 15% there. So maybe by the time we talk again on Monday, it'll be uploaded. Hey. So just a little something I wanted to share with you. There's always a way to carry a gun, but if it isn't obvious, find a way. We'll be right back.
hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. the weapons you want without any delays.
The most unique place to buy a gun on the web, Reactive Gunworks. Now then, coming out of Deutschland, German government is calling for an EU-wide gun control scheme in the wake of the Munich shootings. As it emerged, the teenage attacker bought a gun on the dark web. Now, you know, never mind that Merkel is about to have a full-on mutiny from her constituents there because of all of the Islamic immigrants she's allowed into the country. No, we got to do something about the guns. One of the mysteries of the attack has been how Ali Sanbali managed to get a hold of a Glock handgun and the 300 rounds of ammunition they found in his backpack. And they now believe he bought the gun on the so-called dark web, an area of the internet not accessible without special software used by criminals and pedophile networks, according to a Süddeutsche Zeitung newspaper. Gun was a deactivated weapon certified for use as a theatrical prop, which had been reactivated before the attack. Handgun's most recent documentation was from Slovakia in 2014, raising concerns over the ease with which guns can be bought and sold around the border-free Schengen area. Germany has relatively tough gun law, and there's no way the teen could legally have obtained the gun on his own in his own country. Thomas A. Mazzieri, the German Interior Minister, said Germany would consider toughening its gun laws further and called for a common EU policy. Let's see. I guess we got time. Let's go see what David wants to talk about. David in San Francisco. Yes, sir.
Hey, howdy, Bill. You know, I tuned in late, so I didn't catch all of what you were talking about before, but I wanted to ask your advice here. I got a phone call the other day. My sisters were together in a cabin, and somebody on the hill above them was wildly shooting for a number of minutes. You know, they'd fill a magazine and run them out and fill another and another. And so after a point, they could hear them flying over their heads. Now, they were a quarter mile away, but they heard them going over their heads. And this is on a hill above them, right? So it used to be that the NRA gave gun safety classes, but who in their right mind goes into a hill above a neighborhood and just starts, you know, wildly shooting?
Probably not a graduate of an NRA safety course.
Right. Now, does the NRA still give general courses, or do you have to be a Cub Scout, and that's the only way?
No. They have a very robust educational system. Everything out there, I mean, if you go to any training anywhere out there, most of them are NRA certified. So even these people that aren't members of the NRA, they get the NRA certification to be instructors, just because that's the standard.
You know what's interesting about it, too? There's another neighbor down there, and the guy has a prior, and so he's not allowed to have a gun. Yet these things are probably coming down on his property, too, right? And, in fact, he'd be actually in a closer line to it. So you talk about provoking somebody. They're not allowed to have a gun, and somebody's going to be raining bullets on them random at night.
Now, is this in the general vicinity of where you're at, if you're in San Francisco, or
I was up in Oregon, and this happened there.
Okay.
You know, it's a logging country and whatnot, but some dumbass up a country road starts going to the top of a cliff and firing them out, number of clips. You know, I didn't hear them, so I can't tell you how many clips, but it was, you know, reload, you know. So it apparently went on for a number of minutes. And so how do you put a stop to this?
Did they call the cops? That's reckless. It's called reckless endangerment. I mean, that's actionable.
No, I know. And it's like, see, you know, what I keep hearing about government is all bad, and we're going to have to load up our own self, and then we're going to hope to survive. That doesn't sound like a very good plan. You know, it sounds like something more like a little training early. This would never even happen. And so I get bugged, and I've gotten Larry Pratt on about three or four shows, and I'm trying to still find out what the Gun Owners of America does to get their nonprofit status. because I don't even think they offer safety classes, right?
Well, they don't. But, I mean, the reason they're a non-profit is because they don't sell anything except memberships. And those memberships
have to do a public service, right? In other words, you don't just give somebody a tax write-off for being.
Well, they do provide information. They are I have worked with them before, and they are a very effective at getting work. Well, yeah, if that's what. Well, they don't lobby. They don't have a lobbying arm. NRA has a lobbying arm. They actually have professional lobbyists. Gun Owners of America has about 12 people in the office in Virginia.
Man, they must haul it, because I know they get millions a year.
No,
so 12 people divide up millions, that's pretty fat.
No, they don't get millions a year.
Oh, I've seen.
They get more money than I get, but they don't get, they're not that fat, but I mean, monetarily, but nothing compared to what the NRA is, which the NRA is incorporated. You want to hold on through the break if you want to?
Oh, sure, thanks.
Do you have a bone to pick with them or something? Or you just,
I got a bone to pick with the dope up above the hill that scared
right.
A telephone call in the middle of the night. But at the same time, I keep hearing this kind of getting wild out of control, where every time there's a Newtown shooting, I think, wasn't there 25 million guns sold in a week and a half after a Newtown shooting?
It went
up in millions. That was a headline.
Sure. Sure, it went up millions, but I mean, 2016 has eclipsed 2013. All right, already it's already eclipsed it. So that's that was, and I'll explain why that happened when we get back. But I'll be happy to answer all your questions, Scott. Okay, I'm gonna put you on hold. You hang on for me.
Okay.
I welcome the call. Dispel some notions out there and everything, because. You know, if you listen too much to the mainstream media, which they're not going to tell you certain details, then you could have a sort of a skewed idea of what's going on in the world today. So we'll have that conversation when we get back. This is most certainly Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring.
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Going back to the phones, David in San Francisco. Yes, sir. You still there?
Oh, yeah. Appreciate it.
Okay, now, first things first, before we take off, I want you to understand one thing. I go where the data takes me. I'm a military veteran. I am completely, I have no passion up or down except for my, for this country, for the United States. I don't get overly upset or riled up too much. You know, I do a radio show, but besides that, I'm not like some of these guys that claim it's going to be from my cold, dead hands, okay?
Yeah, but I don't know what that has to do with somebody up in the woods shooting wildly for two.
Well, I mean, you're asking me about some stuff about Gun Owners of America as well. As far as that person in the woods shooting wildly, somebody should have called the police, and that guy should have been arrested because that's reckless endangerment.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Hey, by the way, in terms of nonprofit, every county, every state has laws about nonprofits, and they're supposed to provide actual public good. Nobody just automatically deserves a tax write-off. You know, I mean, we got to pay for sewers, we got to pay for fresh water, we got to pay for libraries and cops and everything else, right?
Right.
So for tax dodges to be developed and some families never pay a dime, Rockefellers, for example. I mean, these people have been looting America, and there's nothing patriotic about letting them loot the country. These guys getting an automatic tax dodge so they can sell more weapons. I mean, that's not a very good economy.
Who's selling weapons?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, Larry Pratt and the Gun Owners of America are really nothing but a chamber of commerce for the gun manufacturers. and the, you know, the suppliers, let's say. And and so he's a front man as a PR guy. They get a different tax status than a nonprofit. And he's pretending to be one thing. He's bait and switch. He's pretending to be a nonprofit, but he's really a front man, you know.
Well, are you going to believe me when I tell you what I'm about to tell you?
Well, I mean, tax man should be looking at it. It's not for me to be a jury.
Sure. And believe me, in this climate, I'm sure the tax man is looking at it. When I was involved, I have not been involved with Gun Owners of America for about 2 years now. And when I was involved with Gun Owners of America, I tried my hardest because I was sort of like a bridge to the tactical world. I couldn't get anybody to pay them a dime.
You mean give a weekly, monthly, chit in the annual dues or something like that?
No, nothing like that. The actual gun manufacturers do pay money into something called the National Shooting Sports Federation, and some of them may actually sponsor some of these organizations, like the NRA, which is incorporated. But Gun Owners of America is owned outright by something called Gun Owners of California. And Gun Owners of California, Larry Pratt's not in charge of anything. He's the executive director of Gun Owners of America, but he answers to a guy named Tim Macy out of California. And H.R. Richardson is the founder of Gun Owners of California, hence Gun Owners of America. I know a lot of people out there think that Larry Pratt and Eric Pratt, that Gun Owners of America is...
Well, they get all the radio time, I bet. You know,
sure,
he's a
statesman, right.
Let's say, you know.
Well,
in any case, the point is that I don't like welfare cheats who, in fact, I just learned one the other day. You know how the headlines have been filled for the last few months about how certain cities are starting to develop, you know, put the homeless inside. Let's get them a place to live, right?
Sure.
So they figure out, there used to be a thing called Section 8. Like, if you're somebody in a wheelchair, the government would give you a subsidy to pay your rent, you know, keep you off the street.
Still is in my state. There's still Section 8.
And it was set up. I mean, if you study basic economics 101, a healthy economy doesn't pay more than 25% of their monthly income for rent. 25% is considered a healthy number. 30 is dangerous. 50 is awful. You're not going to survive anything over that. So I ran into this guy today in a wheelchair, like, beat up, 80 years old or something like that. He's got hooked up with some clump company in San Francisco here that claims they'll allow him to live in their $1,000 a month tiny box for, and he's in a wheelchair, so you need room to move around and a thing like that, right? And
right.
It's $1,097, I think, so it's really $1,100 a month, and he'd have to pay 50%. You know, if this guy has a medical emergency, man, and every healthy economy says, 25% is a healthy economy, 50% is dangerous. It's murder, really. And so you, why would I give a nonprofit status to somebody who claims they're helping this guy, but they're giving him a death sentence by putting him at 50%? That's not a real nonprofit. That's a fake subsidy. It's
right.
Almost like reckless endangerment, you know. Because
are you by chance a sports fan?
I've gotten hurt too many times. I used to love to play soccer.
I'll
break somebody's neck if I play football. So I stay away from it. It's like being a bad drunk.
You know who was. Completely had nonprofit, non-taxable status for the longest time, don't you?
Most of them do. It's surprising, like Kissinger and all sorts of people. I mean, they...
The National Football League.
Was it a coach?
No, I mean the entirety of the National Football League.
Oh, sure. Yeah, shoot, I work here in the convention industry. I was working in their headquarters when they were here last autumn, or this spring, I guess it was. They are a bunch of welfare cheats. And to see how they looted this city, I mean, they demanded that we take down our electric bus system so they could set up their little buffet dinners. You know, it's like they claimed they would make so many millions for this state or this city, and it didn't pan out. And it's like then they ended up with that ugly, you know, homeland security security standing there with the, you know, razor wire and, you know, submachine guns on a public street. I mean, you start making San Francisco look like a police state. Who wants to come here, right? So, you know, if you want your sick guards, have them somewhere else. You know, have them at your neighborhood. Somebody's paranoid enough. It cracks me up. You know, I listen to Dick Cheney on the radio and whatnot.
I got about a minute left in this segment, by the way.
Sure. Yeah, he's sounding so gravitas, but he's really always saying, I'm scared. Buy me another $1 billion worth of weapons to protect me. I'm scared. And he suckered America for decades with that crap. And, you know, I mean, I never owned a gun, man. I'm a good shot, but by God, I'm not going to own one. And I don't understand what everybody's scared about. These guys are phonies. They're cashing in on it, and they're abusing the nation by doing it.
Which guys?
People like Pratt and the hucksters for the. He's milking a nonprofit budget.
People like me.
Well, are you huckstering guns? I mean, you probably go through your daily catalog of, ooh, we could sell this, we could sell that. You start, I mean, in honest, have you ever listened to Eisenhower's speech about the military-industrial complex where you guys aren't building anything that functions? You may have real jobs, but for the most part, your real jobs are relative to real pain.
I'm running out of time.
Yeah. Well, you had a real job. Have a good one. Thanks.
We'll be right back.
ProMax filter technology from ProPure removes over 200 contaminants from your drinking water, including the stuff you don't taste, smell, or see, like PFOA. ProMax is independent lab tested to NSF standards. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Ask about our free shipping special on ProMax. Don't drink just any water. Drink ProPurified water.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's sought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Truly the most unique gun shop you're ever going to see, especially coming from me, one of the shills. Now, as we go out, I just want to address this because I so rarely get an anti-gunner calling in. And David in San Francisco, by the way, anytime you want to call in, you're welcome to, brother, but I got to tell you a couple things. Okay? First of all, coming here, getting on the phone, talking about some non sequitur, about some guy firing clips off of a hill. Who the hell was that? Why didn't somebody do something about that? It's not my fault. It has nothing to do with the gun industry, the Second Amendment, or anything else like that. That was, if it actually happened, it's an idiot. If it didn't happen, well, you know, maybe he had too many clips. Second of all, you come in on a phone call. I let you stay on the phone call through the break because I want to find out about this hard-on you've got for Larry Pratt. Now, Larry Pratt is the Director Emeritus of Gun Owners of America. I've known him for quite a few years. He's a very honorable man. He's had the same position for year in, year out. And I can tell you right now, they get dollar none from the gun industry. None. And he's not out there selling guns. He's out there pushing rights, whether you believe that or not. But here's the point that I don't understand. If that was the point of your call, if you've got this massive erection because you don't like Larry Pratt and Gun Owners of America, who Larry Pratt is the Director Emeritus of Gun Owners of America. He's got three bosses in California, where you're at, where you are, sir. Then, first of all, you didn't do any research. You don't know anything about what they do. Their budget is nowhere near what you think it is. And, you know, at the same time, you're out here talking all this junk. Next time, just get to the point. You don't have to put this subterfuge in place and want to talk about welfare cheats and a guy in a wheelchair going into a box or something else. We don't have to talk about the NFL. I'm just playing along with you. And then ad hominem comes out at the end when your time is running out. Where I'm out there looking at the catalog and
fantasizing about the guns. Oh, look at that gun. Oh, gosh. I've got to get everybody I know to buy that gun. You know, most of the people that listen to me probably know more about them than I do and have more of them than I have. And I just can't get past this fascinating part where you just couldn't get to your damn point to begin with. What are you afraid of? You don't have to be afraid of me. Let me explain something to you. When your kind lose your mind, when you're out there saying, they're firing clips down the hill, I'm just looking around going, how do you know that? Hearing rounds crack around you, which I have, is a very unique experience. You don't sit around saying, yeah, there were rounds going off over my head. And just, hey, pass me another cup of coffee, would you? So the next time you call me, David, you don't have to lie. You don't have to make a bunch of stuff up. If you want to go full on, full tilt, anti-gun, if you want to be full of ad hominem venom towards me or Larry Pratt or whoever, I don't know what, why would you call me about Larry Pratt? Okay, I've been associated with him. I'm not associated with him now. I think he has a very good body of work. He's done a lot of things that have, you know, he's done more things than any a lot of individuals have done to try to keep this country on based upon the Bill of Rights. Which, okay, so you've never been attacked. That's good. The part about it, that if I could have gotten to it, if we hadn't been playing this little dog and pony show about this passive-aggressive BS you were peddling my way, was that the odds are that you're never going to be in a San Bernardino type attack. You're never going to be in a Pulse Club attack like in Orlando. Odds are. The odds are also that you're not going to have five flat tires in your lifetime of driving. You're not going to have to be hospitalized, seriously hospitalized, what, two or three times in your life? You're not going to have a whole bunch of things that you carry stuff for every day. You carry a spare tire. You probably have a first aid kit. You probably have insurance if you have a job. And you prepare for that. You prepare for that eventuality. And yet, for some reason, you're either against... You got something against Gun Owners of America, for whatever reason that is, which they have a phone number. And their bosses are in your neck of the woods. So all you got to do is figure out who to call and call them and just vent. You're not going to get anywhere with me. I'm not in any position to, help you out with that. I tried to explain to you. I know what their budget is. I know how much money they take in every year. They take in more money than I take in, without a doubt. But, I mean, it's compared to the NRA, it's not even valet money. I know how much money Larry Pratt makes. He doesn't make as much as probably, I know how much Uber drivers in San Francisco make. They make about $1,600 a week. He don't make that much. Larry Pratt does not make it as much as an Uber driver if that Uber driver drives 52 weeks out of the year. I'm being told in the chat room that the caller meant to say magazines. The caller didn't know to say magazines because he doesn't know anything about guns. He just doesn't like them, and he doesn't like Larry Pratt. So let's not make any excuses for him because he wasn't man enough to man up and just come at me with what he had, which I would have been happy to talk to him about that. So I don't understand that. I don't understand why the gun grabbers just can't be honest with their positions. I know what your position is. It's been demonstrated to me time and time again. And I don't know why you would be even concerned about it, David. You're in San Francisco. You can't even have a spitball gun in San Francisco. Although there's plenty of guns in San Francisco because your cops keep having their cars broken into because they leave them in the car. Sanctuary City, where a nice young lady can be out for dinner, having dinner with her folks and get shot in the back. San Francisco, my kind of town. Good, well known for Rice-A-Roni and sky-high rent and everything else. And, of course, your little parting shot as you go, get a real job. Well, my job was real enough to have you hold on to the phone, wasn't it? just because you had to say your piece to me. So it must have been important enough to you to call me. My unreal job. This is a problem with America today. Nobody on the progressive side is willing to get out there and be honest with us. If they were honest with us, there would be no progressives, because there would have been a civil war by now. They're out there talking about this and that and safety and all this other stuff. It's all just a lie. And there was your example of compassion for you. I don't even know what he was talking about. I knew that he had something going on about Larry Pratt, and we were talking about some unknown non sequitur dude shooting clips from a hilltop somewhere out there. Head for the yellow brick road. Just finish off your trip. Maybe, you know, the way that was sounding, the way you were rambling and everything, it sort of sounded like you were sprung, to be honest with you. Like, are you like on crack? Are you on the pipe? You were just all over the place. Hilltop, Larry Pratt, nonprofit, wheelchair. Yeah, in San Francisco, you had a cop. The only one supposed to have a gun. He had a gun, and now he's been arrested. Fine city. That's why I don't hang out in California. I wanted to after I saw 48 Hours first time, no more. So you stay safe there in San Francisco. Please do that, sir. We'll do this again in 21 hours. Tomorrow we're going to be joined by Mike Parks from Agency Arms. It's never been about gun control. It's always been about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.